Now it's time for the WXXI Business Report with Randy Gorman. And we're hearing today, Randy, about a new association between a couple of well-known local nonprofit organizations.
Yes, good morning, Beth. Starbridge, that's a nonprofit that provides services for children and adults of differing abilities throughout the Rochester area and across upstate New York, has a new role in terms of their affiliation with the Al Siegel Community of Agencies. Starbridge has been located on the Wolk campus of the Al Siegel facilities. Now they're joining Al Siegel as what they term a member agency. It doesn't happen very often. In fact, Starbridge is the first new member agency there in more than 30 years. Colin Garwood is president and CEO at Starbridge, and he's looking forward to the additional visibility his organization will receive now with that new designation.
We're able to connect with more people in the community, so more people should become aware of who Starbridge is and what our services are, and so we should be able to reach more people.
And Tom O'Connor is president of Al Siegel, and he says that Starbridge fits in well with the other organizations on the Al Siegel campus, partly because of their focus on education.
They're unique in terms of the success that they've had with some education and employment programs specifically. Those are really critical at this time, and they complement the important programs and services that are offered by the agencies that are here now.
Officials with Starbridge say that new designation with Al Siegel will also help with their fundraising efforts. Rochester Regional Health taking a big step toward achieving their goal of getting all of their electricity through renewable sources by 2025. The health system is working with NextAmp. That's a community solar organization. They operate dozens of community solar farms around the state. Rochester Regional says they'll combine those efforts along with their own on-site solar and other energy efficiency measures. The health system expecting to save more than $220,000 a year through a community solar program with NextAmp. Well, I'll avoid calling this a huge deal, to coin a phrase. The well-known commercials you may remember with Billy Fusilla, of course, now a Binghamton area auto dealer, the Matthews Auto Group, announcing recently they are buying 5 auto dealerships in the Syracuse and Rochester markets. That includes Fusilla Hyundai and Fusilla Kia of Greece. It's also Matthews' first move into 2 of the larger upstate markets, including here in Rochester. Right now, they have 5 dealerships in Vestal. That's, again, in the Binghamton area, as well as 1 in Norwich and 2 in Pennsylvania. The president of the Matthews Auto Group, Rob Matthews, says that Fusilla has an impressive operation that has sold tens of thousands of vehicles, so his company jumped at what he says is a unique opportunity. About 300 Fusilla employees are at the 5 dealerships. They will now join the Matthews Auto Group. Xerox expanding its growing software portfolio with the acquisition of Care AR. That's an augmented reality support platform company. It provides real-time access to expertise for customers, employees, and field workers with the Care AR software. They say their agents and experts can virtually see the situation and visually guide a solution using the augmented reality tools either through desktop, mobile, or smart glass devices. And that's the WXXI Business Report. I'm Randy Gorman.